Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Kretot Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, about to take a look at some of the specific items in our Mishnah. And listed there is Ha'ochel Chelev. Now, keep in mind that for any of the violations in our Mishnah, if one does them intentionally without any testimony or hatra'ah, then the punishment is karet, hence the Shloshimashesh Kretot. As we mentioned, in nearly all of those cases, if one did the shogeg, he would bring a chatat. However, if one were to do these with proper testimony and warning, hatra'a nedut, then in many cases there is a chiyuv mitah, like Shabbat, Avodah Zarah, many of the arayot, and in other cases that do not have mitat beitin, there is malkot. So critically, if someone was to eat chelev or dam or nota or pigul with edim and hatra'ah, the punishment would be malkot. Tana Rabbanan. Kol chelev shov achesev ha'ez lo tochelev. First pasuk on the page. L'chayim ha'kol achat v'achat iver b'shmael. So b'shmael says that each one is a separate chiyuv. So if you were to eat chelev, shor, kesev, and ez, ox, lamb, and goat fat in one time, with warning, then you would be chayav three malkot. The Rebbe Shmuel, chom mimi eno chayav alachat, chom say only one. Now, neighbor, how can we palgi? Perhaps this is the machloket. Rebbe Shmuel, savor lokin alav shebichlalut. For what in savri, en lokin alav shebichlalut. So at the top of the page, I gave an explanation to alav shebichlalut, but briefly, alav shebichlalut means a group lav. However, there are two different ways that that plays out. One is when there is one single prohibition in the Torah, it translates into many different applications. And the classic example, of course, in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Aleph is Lo Tochlu Ha'adam, which means, among other things, that if you remember the Sanhedrin, you may not eat on a day that you're executing somebody, and you may not eat from a korban before Zrikat Adam, and a prohibition of eating before davening, etc. That may be Drabbanan. And the rule there of Ein Lokin Alav Shebichlalut means that if you do any of those things, or even theoretically all of those things, you would not get any makot, because the action distributes into many things. The other kind of Lav Shebichlalut, a group Lav, is when the Torah says, don't do A, B, and C. And to be Loka Alav Shebichlalut would mean that if you did A, B, and C, you'd get three makot. To not be local alav shebichlalut means you would get one, but not more. So Matt perhaps is the machloket here. So the Olam Sar Rabbi Shmuel ain't lokin alav shebichlalut. Rabbi Shmuel agrees ain't lokin alav shebichlalut. That normally, if the Torah says don't do A, B, and C, and you did A, B, and C, you'd get one. V'shani hacha the miatru they cry, but here it's different because the words in the pasuk shor chesiva a's are superfluous, and they're there to tell you that there are independent liabilities. Now, we're going to play through several attempts to identify what is extra. Attempt number one is, let it just see, don't eat fats. It's there to tell you that they're independent. Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan's answer be if Rabbi Shmuel were to make that claim? So they say, "Yilok tiv kras shor v'chesav va'ez." If it did not say those three things, havmena afilu chelav chayav mashma, I would think to even prohibit the fat of a chayav. Lachi katav shor kesav va'ez. L'meimer the chelav shor kesav va'ez would asur v'al chayav shari. It's there to say that only behemot and not chayot that their chelav is asur, which is true. So shapri kamulei. Literally, it means they answered well, but what it means is in that theoretical construct, Rabbi Shmuel's argument doesn't stand. So, behind the time of Rabbi Shmuel, he must have said as follows: the Torah just had to say "shor" to identify behema not chayat. Kesav eizlamali. Why add kesav eizlamali? Shmuel nelachalek. Rabbanan said, what would Rabbanan's answer be if that were his argument? Shor mi Sinai. At Har Sinai, it says in Bin Shmot Yutet. And it says that a shore can't come close to the mountain. And there it says im behema, which means any animal, even a person. So magavi sinai chayav of keyotzaban, even a chaya, even a bird, anybody comes to our sinai is killed. So then I would say the same thing. If it just said chelav shor, I would say shor is representative of all animals, including even avians. That's why the Torah had to spell out those three. So Shapri Kamile, again, if that were Rabbi Shmuel's claim, the Rabbanan's response would have been very strong. Elahainu Taima, third possibility, because Avar Nichtov Kochelev Kesev Lotochelu. The Torah could have just singled out the lamb, or Inami Kochelev Ez Lotochelu, or single out the goat. And then I'd know it's a behemah, and I wouldn't have made that shore mistake. Shor v'chesev ha'ez lamali. Why write all three? Shmar v'lechalek. Rabbanan Ksav, order Rabbanan's answer be, he katav kochelev kesev, if the Torah just singled out the lamb, rabbanan chelev kesev asur, it's only, now we go the opposite way. Not that we would have thought to expand it beyond its proper borders, but we would have thought to limit it within its proper borders, which is only a lamb. Shor v'ez shari. And I would have said only lamb, because you only mentioned lamb. V'chitev my ul made the kesev, and I would have said, well, why would I have thought that the lamb is special? Yeah, especially in the context of fats. Mishum t'nitrabe ba'alya, because the lamb has that fatted tail. Ratanu Rav Chananya. And then this entire line follows what we already saw in Bechorot in a parallel passage. Lama mina katuv emurim b'shor ve'emurim b'kesev ve'emurim ba'ez. Why did the Torah list independently that you have to put the emurim of a shor and a kesev and an ez that's a bechor on the mizbeach? T'chliv ach bechor shor, bechor kesev, bechor ez. Why did I list all three? Tzrichi, that the emurim go on the mizbeach. Di katav shor, if the Torah had only written shor v'en, or kesev v'ez lo yafir v'en, you can't infer lamb and goat from them. Tikal mifach, mal shor, shekein tov ab nesachim. If I only had shor, I'd say shor, because a shor has extra nesachim that go on to the mizbeach. It has the most wine and flour that go with the korban. And so that's why the fat, the emurim go on the mizbeach. So nechto rachmana bekesev. So why didn't the Torah just write b'chor kesev? The shor be'ez mi kesev. The answer is the mifach rachmana kesev kin tov ebal. Yeah, again, the kesev has the fatted tail, so maybe that's why the b'chor kesev goes on. Nechto rachmana ez. Maybe if the Torah had only written goat, but nechto shor be'kesev minei. So this is what we didn't finish in our analysis because we're borrowing it from this analysis. Ikal mifach rachmana ez kin tov eitzal avodah zodah. If you recall, in Parshat Shlach, if somebody does Avodah Zarah, Bishogeg, the special korban is an Ez. So since that's such a special korban, it's Mechaper for Avodah Zarah, maybe that's the one that's the Bechor. I wouldn't have inferred it and applied it to anything else. So Minchad Lo Yalfinan, we've already established that no single one of Shor, Kesev, or Ez would have given me the other two. Nichtov Tartiv name of Chad Mitarte. So now let's try it the inverse, which is to say, maybe the Torah could have written two and not the third, and the third thus being superfluous is instructive. And now the system is the opposite. Not which one would it have said, but which one would have left out. Hey, Dane. Nail of Shor because of Ez, leave out Shor. So, Idlon Pircha, you would have said, Malakes of Ez, Grabu, it's a Pesach. And if we're talking about Bechor, Pesach is very much related to Bechor because Kiddush Bechorot is all about Yitziat Mitzrayim. So, it would have said, sure, so Pesach can only be a lamb and a goat. So, lambs and goats are the Bechorot. Lamdichtov Kesev and Nail of Shor Ez. What if I left out Kesev? So Ilan Pircha, Amal Shoreish, Kinder Beitzel, Abel Dazorah. Shor and Ez are the two korbanot in different ways that are used for kapara for Abel Dazorah. Not a Kesev, so they're very special. Lo Nichtov Ez, Venev of Shor Kesev. If the Torah left out the goat, Ilan Pircha, Amal Shor Kesev, Shekin Yesh, Pain Sad Ribui. Shor and Kesev each have something special that goes on the Mizbeach, either extra Nesachim or the fatted tail. Therefore, I need all three, and I can't infer any from any of them. And there's any combination would not have given me even the third. And again, Shapir Kamri. So now, using that model and plugging it back into our discussion about Chelev, again, had Rabbi Shmuel said, so if it had only said even two of them, I wouldn't have known the third. The answer is, I would have known the third, and therefore it's extra. The answer is, no, I wouldn't have known the third. So Eliyahu and Tamar Bishmael Kamir Mikar. We have to go back to our original statement, which is Kol Chelev Lo Tochelu, and that would have been enough. Kenechto Kol Chelev Lishtok. Maya Mart. What was your response? Hakadav Shor V'Chesav Eis Lemishu Chelev Chaya. The Torah had to write Shor V'Chesav Eis, so I would not make the mistake of prohibiting Chelev of a Chaya. Haki Katav Kol Binyan Adakodshim. Well, wait a second. Pasuk number one on a page is smack in the middle of the laws of Shlamim in Parshat Tzav. And since contextually it's within Kodshim, we know that it only applies, Davar Lameh Binyano, context tells us that it's only about Behemot, because there are no Chayot on the Mizbeach. Wait, time out. Michlad, Rabbanan Savi Le'afin, Davar Lameh Binyano, the Rabbanan do not accept context as being informative? Well, the Chuli Amin Le'afin, Davar Lameh Binyano, everybody accepts context as being informative. So why do the Rabbanan say, nonetheless, I would not have known Chelev Chaya is Mutar? This is the problem. Rabbi Shmuel says, if you have a series of lavim, even if some of them are not presented as a prohibition, but rather as the punishment of karet, they can all inform each other contextually, and that with the one that has no clear context can infer from the others. Verabanan say lav milav yalfinan. We can only learn one prohibition from another. Lav mikaret lo yalfinan, and for very obvious reasons, because perhaps the Torah is more stringent when it comes to the karet, meaning the Torah only applies karet to selective cases, but maybe prohibits more cases. And therefore, since the source of this whole thing is going to be from the karet that we see in pasuk 4 on the page, therefore, we can't infer that it's only about behemot. V'bayit ema, there's another way to answer it. I know tamayot rabbanon, but I have a whole different reason. Rav Mari the Rav's vid, elamiata al yadchulin titasar. If the Torah says that kol chelav shor b'chesav eiz lo tochelu, maybe even the fatted lamb of the fatted tail of the lamb. Sorry, should be asur. Amalei, and the answer was Allah Hamarqua, Kochalim Shobachesabais. That's why the Torah listed all three. Davar Shabbi Shlostan Bainan. It's a whole different take, which is why did the Torah list all three? Not to tell you that Chaya is Mutar, but to tell me the only fats that are Asur are fats that are common to all three. Malaika. Hilkach Kiyat Shobachesabais, the Mishra Ali the Chulinudat. It's written there in order to allow the fat tail of the lamb. And it's not a violation of chelev. Okay, what would Rishmael's answer be? Then the Torah wouldn't have to write A's, because by saying shor v'chesev, I'd say it has to be something that at least is in common between lamb and ox, and the tail's out. A's lama, lishmam and alachalek. Good. And that's the end of that particular piece. Amar v'chanina, moder Rishmael in yan korban. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel agrees though, even though he says that you get three sets of makot if you ate all three kinds of chalev, with warning, if you did a b'shogeg, you'd still only bring one korban. Why? If you recall from the first podcast, we learned chiluk chataot, the fact that you bring separate chataot for separate violations from arayot, and in that case, each erva with whom one is having illicit relations b'shogeg is a separate category. Here, it's all chelev; it's just stipulated shor kesev eiz are three independent segments of that lav. Tana rabbanan, okay, v'yasa achat v'yasa hena. This is working off the principal pasuk of a korban chatat. It says v'yasa me'achat me'hena, one of them. So we're going to play with the one and the them. And this brayta goes as follows. L'chayel akol v'achat v'achat. Everyone and every individual act as chayav, meaning, shimachal chaylev v'chaylev, if you ate two kinds of chaylev, shem echad mishnei halamot, one kind of chaylev, but two halamot, meaning, you knew chaylev was asr, you forgot, you ate, then you remembered, then you forgot again, having a bad day. Then you ate, then you remembered again, that's called two halamot. Then a chayav shtayim, you have to bring two korbanot. Shtei shemot be'alam achat, but if you had two kinds of chelev, as it were, or two categorical violations, during one period of forgetfulness, also chayav shtayim. That's the brayta. Now, Amale Rambacham and Rav Chista. So Rambacham asked his father-in-law, Bishlam Hashem achat b'shtei alamot. I understand if it's one thing during two periods of forgetfulness, chayav shtayim, you chayav twice. Shum da balamot machalkin, the knowledge in the middle separates them. But if you eat two chalevs in one period of forgetfulness, why you chayv twice? We didn't have any awareness in the middle to divide the acts. So Rambachista said, what's the case? What you were doing was eating chalev of a korban whose time had passed. It was notar. And therefore notar has its own liability. The machayiv mishum notar mishum chalev. So you chayiv for both. So Amalei, Rambam Rachama says, if that's the case, then why don't we make it a can you top this and see how many chayiv we can get out of it and say, if this guy is a czar, and let's say he's eating a chatat past the day, then there's also a chayiv because of a non-coin. Right? And the chayiv of zarut. El Amar Rav Sheshe, so Rav Sheshe will give a different answer. Going to Achal Chelev the Hekdesh. Meaning, he's eating Chelev, and let's say he's a Kohen, or he's the, let's say Yisrael eating Shlamim, but he's eating Chelev of Hekdesh. Rabbi Yehudahi, because Rabbi Yehuda says the following, the Tanya. Achal chelev nevela, or chal chelev muktashin. If you eat chelev of a nevela or of a hektesh, chayav shtayim, this is makot, you get two sets of makot. Rabbi Yehuda omer, chelev muktashin, lokesh shalosh. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're a non-Kohen, you eat muktashin, you got one. Then you also get one for eating regular chelev, and then there's another one for chelev muktashin, as we'll see. And that's going to be the answer to our braita that says, shtei shemot b'alam achad, meaning it's chelev muktashin, which is both chelev and chelev muktashin, and therefore you chayv tu chataot. M'chayichu alav marav, and Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at this. V'no magnon chelev shor v'chesev ha'ez, why didn't you just say the guy ate fat of all three kinds of animals, Rabbi Shmuel, and it follows Rabbi Shmuel, to amar loke shalosh, who said you get three makot. So Alma lo ukva k'Rabbi Shmuel, to the fact that they didn't do that is Rav Chanina moder Rabbi Shmuel v'inyan korban shenu chayv ala chatat achad. Remember that part is talking about shogeg and a chatat. And remember what Rav Chanina said, that Rabbi Shmuel agrees that when it comes to a chatat, you're only chayv one chatat and not multiple, even in this case. Okay, hashtonamik Rabbi Yehuda we're talking about, that doesn't solve anything because Rabbi Yehuda's got the same problem. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you had chelev muktashin, you only bring one chatat. If the whole you forgot. What's the case? So he solves it very simply as saying they were in two separate bowls. That even though you had one period of forgetfulness, if they're in two separate bowls, that's considered two separate acts. So that's a sort of a technical solution to the problem. But let's go back to the discussion that we just had. Gufa. That's what we saw. Now, I understand Rabbi Yehuda's position. How did he cry? We've got three psukim saying don't eat chelev. I mean, two psukim don't eat chelev, and one pasuk saying if you're not a kohen you can't eat certain things. Chukat olam. That's pasuk number one. That's pasuk later on the page. That's pasuk number one. And chozalu yechal kodesh number six. So I get the three lavim. Hatat lavim. Elu rabbanan might tell. Why do rabbanan say only two? And the answer is kasavri lav the chukat olam bekodshim. The lav of pasuk three is only about chelev of kodshim. The lav the chelev shor bechulin and the lav of chelev shor. The first pasuk is only chulin. So there's no chelev that's going to be both. And why did the Torah have to forbid both? The ikat of rachmanah b'kodshim, if the Torah only forbade chelev of kodshim, havmena kodshim hu dechamiri, to aser chelbo. I understand why kodshim are chamur and the chelev is aser, because after all the chelev goes on his beach. Aber chulin emelo, mishmachin katav rachmanah ko chelev shor. That's why I need a pasuk of chulin. The ikat of ko chelev shor. If I only had the thing of chulin, havmena chelev the chulin hu dasu b'shum dalo hu tar michlalo. It has no method of heter. After all, since the chelev goes on the mizbeach and has its own outlet, perhaps the chelev is not asur. So I need both. But in other words, the point is the rabbanan take a look at pasuk one and pasuk three and say they're in different realms and they don't cross over. Therefore, if you were to eat chelev and muktashin, if you're a czar, you get makot for being a non-kohen eating that, or an outsider to whatever context, and you get one isur of chelev, not two. From Yonah Savar, Kiktiv, Chelev Shor, Binyon and the Kodshim Ktiv, and it's going to take us right back to where we were in the previous Samud with Rabbi Shmuel. El Chalor Rabbanan Savi Leofin, the Valor of Yonah, Rabbanan don't accept context? The answer is no. Chuli Al Meofin, the Valor of Yonah, everybody agrees you can accept context that is informative. Uvakari Palgi, Rabbi Huna Savar, Yelamidin Lav Mi Lav, the Lav Mi Karet. Just like Rabbi Shmuel, you can infer also from a karet. Rabbanan Savri, Lav Mi Lav, Yalfinin, Lav Mi Karet, Lo Yalfinin. Rabbanan hold, no, you can only learn Lav from another Lav, not Lav Mi Karet. Good. Good. Tanya, Kol Chelev V'Chol Dam Lo Tochelu. So now, this is the other Isur of Kol Chelev. But now, notice the dam is brought in. Ma chelev lokeshtayim of dam lokeshtayim. It's there to tell you that if you eat dam of muktashim, you're also loke twice. The Rabbi Yehuda. Good, Rabbi Yehuda being consistent. Chum ein bo el azar achat. Chum being consistent, say it's only once. Now, umayshta chelev de lokeshtayim below akesha. Wait a second. Why did we know that you get two sets of makot, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for chelev without a hekesh? The chatan beitrei kray, because we have two psukim, kochel adam v'chol dam lo tochel, v'kochel shavah chesef, the two on the page. Dam nami v'avekesh et nokish time. We don't need a hekesh to tell us you get two makot for dam. Tachtiv beitrei lamin, kochel adam v'chol dam lo tochel, and v'chol dam lo tochel, v'chomot shvotechem lo fula beimad. Twice the Torah says, don't eat dam. And you could say, one is about muktashim and one is about all dam, but according to Biura, that means that the muktashim has the double. So I don't need that. I don't need the hekesh for that. Ela ima, the hekesh is for something else. Ma chelev lo kesh shalosh, afdam lo kesh shalosh. Again, if it's zarut, then you get a third makot. Ma ishta chelev lo kesh shalosh. Again, why do I need the hekesh? Nechtibe halen trei lavi, lav de zarut atlata. I know that chelev you get three because I got the two about chelev plus the one about zarut, about the number pasuk six. So dam nami, so dam has the same thing. I got the two I just mentioned, plus pasuk six, same thing. The answer is here, it's not so simple. After all, if you recall from Masechet Shavuot, if you are tamei and b'shogeg, you ingest dam of kodshim, you're not chayiv for violating kodshim with the dam. And therefore, maybe litmai mizarut, maybe, therefore, you also don't violate Zarut. Kamash Balan Hekesh, therefore the Hekesh says you do. But the Rabbanan, of course, don't need the Hekesh because they don't have these multiple Malkot. They have a different reason. What's that for? What do we know about Chelev? The Chelev and the Basar are treated differently. And as a result of that, we don't put the shirim together. So if you ate half a kazayin of chelev and half a kazayin of the basar, I'll say muktashim, you're not loket. So therefore, which dam is considered separate? Only dam that's dealt with differently than basar. Otsi dam shratzim. So therefore, dam shratzim, huil de'ein daman chaluk mimsaran mitstarfin. Since the dam and the basar are all one iser, therefore, they're mitstaref also. So in other words, our Hekesh tells us that Dam follows the contours of Chelev, and therefore Dam Shvatzim is different. You learn Dam Shvatzim from here? Me'atam Nafka, we get it from elsewhere. V'zelachem hatamei, l'meral Dam Hasheret, v'Hasheret, v'Hasheret, sh'mitzavim zem zeh. Zelachem hatamei, it's all one tuma, which is Dam Sheretz and Sheretz, the meat and the blood. So you love a Kesh, v'lamei nahanim yil tuma. No, without the Hekesh, I would have thought that's only true about tuma. Aval achila, for achila, I might say, emalo, that they're not mitztaref. Ashbirin hakesh al achila, the hakesh is there to tell us that even for achila, they're mitztaref. Okay, amar avina, hilkach. What's the consequence of this? Dam nachash u b'saro mitztarfin. So let's say you have snake blood and its flesh are mitztaref for shir. So my kamash, not an akesha. That's exactly the akesha. What's he teaching us? Asakatai dachamena, sheres tidrabi lutumei drabi la achila. Only a sheretz tit rabbi l'tuma, meaning that eight shratzim that have this tuma, therefore in those cases la'achila it's mitzaref. Nachash lo itrabi l'tuma, there is no tuma nachash lo itrabi la'achila. I might think therefore that for the nachash you have to eat a full kazayit of the meat. Kamash lo nakesha, the hakesh tells me kol mili de'ein damo chaluk mimsaro, anywhere where the dam and basar are not separate, mashba is included in the tseruf, even if it's not the shmona shratzim. Okay, now to dam. Amarava, shalosh kretot tamarot pedam lamai. Why does the Torah three different times say, if you eat dam, you get karet? So he says, achat l'dam chulin, once for chulin, achat l'dam kodshim, and achat l'dam atamtzit. Dam atamtzit, you may recall from chulin, is dam that comes out after the thing has died. It's dam after dam hanefesh. Now, ha, nechal Rabbi Yehuda, that works for Yehuda, the time, dam atamtzit ba'az Rabbi Yehuda omer, but karet. Chachamim say that dam atamtzit is not karet, it's just a lot. Rabbi says it's karet. So that works for Yehuda, but not for Chachamim. Rabbanan ha'yim ma'yata. So what's the third one for? And by the way, I feel Rabbi Yehuda karet nafkal. I mean, kol dam karet is not karet for dam atamtzit. It's not something he gets from a separate pasuk, but from kol dam in one pasuk. In fact, he gets all three from one pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda omer dam matam lo mar kol dam. Why does it say kol dam lo tochelu? You know, dam kodshim shnefesh yotzebo. I might only think it's dam kodshim that goes on the mizbeach and with which he dies. Shemachaper. Dam chulin, dam atamtzit minayin. What about dam chulin, which just kills him, and dam atamtzit, which really does nothing? Hadar yichayev, tamud omar kol dam, any dam. So ala'ema, so what are the three for? Echad adam chulin, and it's not according to Yehuda, because he got chulin and kodsh in the same place. Echad adam kodsh, echad adam kisui, the dam that you have to cover up in a chayin of. V'yamar Rava, chamisha lavin amarim b'dam lama. Why are there five times the Torah says don't eat dam? One is dam chulin, dam kodshim, dam kisui, dam evarin, if it comes out from a limb, and dam atamtzit, as we said. Okay, now we're going to see several other examples, going back to the beginning of this podcast, of multiple liabilities for one obligation that has components to it. Rav Ila, Achal, you have to remember that the obligation of Trumot and Masrot, Mita Oraita, devolves only on Dagan, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. On Dagan, which is grains, wheat and barley, and their subsets, Tirosh, which is wine, and Yitzhar, which is olive oil. That's the Doraita. And so therefore, when you have Ma'aser Sheni of those things, you're obligated to eat them inside the walls of Yerushalayim. And here we go. Achal Maser Dagan, Masar Dagan, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. Let's say you ate all three of them outside of the walls, which is a Chiyuv Malkot, Lokesh Shalosh. You get three sets of Makot. I mean, Lokesh Lav Shebechlalut, back to Lav Shebechlalut. The other is Shani Hachai, same thing as we had earlier, the Miatri Cry. The words Dagan, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar in the Pasuk are superfluous. Why? Mechti Katav Rachmana, after all, the Torah wrote in Parshat Rei, V'achatal Yifin Adonai, V'achat Masar Dagan Chati Rosh Chavitzarecham. You have to eat the Maser of grain, wine, and oil, and you have to eat them in the place that Hashem chooses, which means bifnim in, b'chutz lo, only inside and not outside. So lama v'dechat avrachmana, so why did the Torah write early at the beginning of Re'elu, tuchal l'chob v'sharecha, masad g'anachar t'yoshchar v'tzarecha, you may not eat these things outside in your own cities, and it lists the same ones, l'chalek. The answer is, that's not good enough. Imeahu, you're telling me that the pasuk we just quoted is totally extra? I mean, how do you mean what I say? And then from the first pasuk I quoted, I would say there's an isur asay. Balav emalo, there's no lav. Amatu lahachim. That's why the Torah wrote the second pasuk at the beginning of Re'e to tell me there's a lav. But adayin lav shebechlalu tu. The answer is it's still lav shebechlalu. The answer is imkei nevakwa lo tuchal ochlam b'sharecha. The Torah just could have said lo tuchal ochol maaser b'sharecha. And then I would have looked at the other pasuk and said, I know what maser is. Maser degan chati roshkav tzarecha lamali. L'chulei achila l'chol chav v'chad. To give each one its separate achila. And now we have another parallel with the prohibition of chadash. You're not allowed to eat new grains that spread, that took root after the previous Omer brought on the second day of Pesach until the next Omer is brought. The Isur of Chadash in Vayikra Chav Kimmel. The Isur of Chadash is worded as follows. V'lechem v'kali v'chamel. Lechem is bread or dough. Kali is toasted grains. And karmel is grains as they are moist. Moist grains without being processed at all. Now, ha'ochel lechem kali v'chamel lokesh shalosh. Same deal. I look in Hashem v'chalot. Shani ha'achad v'yat ha'kray. Again, lechem kali v'chamel, there's something extra there. So why? Lema kral lechem. So now we're going to do the same thing we did to Shor v'chesed v'ez in Bechorot. And that is we're going to first try them all out as seeing if one could have given me the other two. And then we'll go the other way. So lema kral lechem. The Torah could have just said lechem. And elav kali v'chamel minet. So the answer is I could not have inferred kali v'chamel because ikal mifrach mal lechem shekein tovei tzal chala. Lechem plays a role in the mitzvah of chala. And that's not true about kali v'chamel. So nichtov kali v'lechtov lechem and elav v'kali. So what? Maybe kali alone will be enough. Lechem ikali loate. I can't do that. Mishum the kali ite v'ene. Kali is at least in the same form that it was on the stalk, as opposed to lechem, which has been turned into a flour and made into a dough. Lechem lo ite v'ene. Karmel mi kali lo ate, and kali wouldn't have given me karmel either, bishum de kali nitrovei tzamanachot. I have the minchata omer, which is toasted. Karmel is never used as a korban. Karmel lo itrovei tzamanachot. So now, I know that lechem alone wouldn't be enough, kali alone wouldn't be enough. So nichtov karmel, let me take the weakest sister, karmel. V'nei lechem mikali mine. The answer is ikali mifrach mali karmel, shekein lo nishtan mebriyato. Karmel is in its original form, so I think that's why you can't eat it. But maybe something that's been processed, you can eat. So minchad lo yalfi. Good. I can't get two from one. Ne'elef chadamin train. Maybe I can get one from two. And now I'm just going to ask which one should I omit. Lechtov kral lechem. If I take lechem out of chamel, it's obviously not going to work because iklamin from chamel kavu chamel shi'itan be'ehon. They're still in the original form. One's been toasted, one's still moist, but they haven't been ground up. You could see them. So therefore, I would not know to apply it to lechem. Lo nechtov kral karmel v'ne'elef min lechem v'kami. If I take karmel out, and it's going the other direction. Lechem and kali are both used in different menachot. They go on the mizbeach. And again, this is underneath this is the same feeling that we get about chelev and dam, that the Torah prohibits us eating things that belong to God. In the same way, maybe kali and lechem belong to God because of an achot, and therefore you can't eat it. You need the omer to come first. So therefore, the answer is, I do have a solution. Kali could have been left out. And I take the two extremes. Remember, lechem and karmel. My paracht, how could you challenge it? If you challenge and say lechem can't prove anything because it's used in challah, it's where the mitzvah of challah applies. So karmel yochiach. Karmel's inclusion will prove that that's not the issue. That's not the criterion. If you turn and say, well, Carmel's there because it's exactly in its original form, lechem yochiach. Lechem will disprove that as being the criterion. And therefore, hilkach loked miyater, meaning kali is extra. And therefore, it tells you each one of these is a separate lav, meaning separate liability. Ve'ema kali demiyater mechayiv chada. So now I'm going to take the same question I took about achoto back on daf bet. Maybe if I eat toasted corn, I get one liability. Akoron mechayiv chada. For the other two, it's still one. Maybe the maximum I get is two, meaning kali has been singled out. The answer is because it's extra. Im kein nichtov kra lechem karmel v'kali. Then why don't I put it in that order? Lechem karmel and then kali separate. Inam yichtov kali v'lechem karmel. I'll put kali first. Why put him in the middle? I got another kali b'amtsa. Come on, lechem b'kali nechayev. Meaning lechem is chayev because of kali. But karmel not nechayev b'kali. And kali is also mechayev karmel, which means the extra word kali sets up separate chayevim for all of them. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yanai, and now it's kind of a conclusion to this whole piece. Don't take Gzeirah Shavah too lightly. Pigul is a serious law in the Torah. We only know that the liability for Pigul from Gzeirah Shavah from Notar. That's in Notar. That is in Pigul. Malam karet, just like the one in Kedoshim is karet. Afkan karet. Good. Amrav Simoy. Le'olam al tigzera shakuv shavah kala minecha. Now we got to bolster the one we just mentioned. Shere notar achan migufei Torah. Notar itself is also a critical piece. For long yorkatu elam gzera shavah. The fact that notar gets karet is a gzera shavah. Ma'i alif kodesh kodesh. V'chav olay sa'akit kodesh adonai chilel. V'chtir shavatam tabayesh ki kodeshu. Right. Lo yachal kodeshu. So, Notar is inferred from for karet via gzeirah shavah also. Abay le'olam al tigzeirah shavah kala b'nechash bitomi anusato hein hein gufei Torah. The fact that you are killed for having relations with your daughter who you had through an anusa without marrying her is obviously very critical. It's a capital crime. We have the multiple gzeirah shavah of hein hein azima zima, which we saw in Yevamot, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dimi, Atahina, Hina, Lissura, Atazima, Zima, Lissreifa. So the fact that you get Sreifa for that is because Zima, Yishal, Vita, we learn together, and Sharaina. Rashi, I think, Zerashua, Kalamina, last one, Shari Niskalime, and Gufetora. The fact that we stone people, that's pretty critical. How do we know that we stone people? There's only one explicit stoning in the Torah, and that is, Tanya, Makan Demehem Bam. In Ovidoni, it says Demehem Bam. It says you stone them and Demehem Bam. V'nemarba Ovidoni Demehem Bam. Malan Miskila, Afkan Miskila, and that's how we learn Skila. So Gzerah Shavah has quite a lot of power here, and we see it employed here. We will pick it up in the next podcast on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.